I should have done better.
I hate letting my family down.
Have you ever been a victim of the shame game? Sadly, in our culture, you can be shamed for just about anything, whether it's shameful or not. Shame has been weaponized for social and economic and political gain. You've probably seen it played out on major news outlets and personal networking sites. Words of shame can come from us from foes and foreigners, as well as friends and family. And the most toxic shaming we hear is the closest voice we know, our own.
Stop being so stupid.
What am I even
I'm
tired
a bad
I don't even like myself.
Bad things. My clothing size.
I'm the
so
worst.
You're weird.
Something must
I
be
such a loser.
Something must be wrong with me.
That's a lot of words of shame. But what about God's word? Does he play the shame game? There's a story that sheds light on this question. It's the story of Jesus' first miracle. A wedding celebration was about to come to an embarrassing halt because the host ran out of wine. That may sound insignificant to us today, but back then in that culture, it was a major social faux pas that would bring incredible shame to the name of the family. This really isn't Jesus' problem, and some could argue that the host deserved to be publicly shamed. Maybe the community needed to be put on alert in case others were considering joining the family. But Jesus made a different call. He miraculously turns water into an abundance of fine wine. Instead of playing the shame game, he elevates the host to a higher place of honor. Imagine the impact on the host as his evening and reputation is transformed by Jesus' act of mercy. The way the Word of God, Jesus, responds in this crisis reveals the Father's heart. God doesn't speak words of shame to us. Rather, his words come to silence shame by mercifully lifting us up in his glory and honor. When words of shame are shot our way, God's words of honor spoken to us in Jesus will shield our ears and our hearts from shame's impact. Here's a psalm that can remind us of just that point. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. And when your own voice tries to convince you that your shame is beyond Jesus' righteousness, listen to these words just a few psalms away. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. People continue to play the shame game when mistakes happen, even though no one ever wins. But Jesus still works miracles where everyone can celebrate in the end. And there is no shame in that. I'm Jeff Broadnax, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.